Number three is determine a core problem that your solution solves. Okay? So what I'm talking about that is what I'm saying here is that we have all been taught and trained when we begin to have a conversation with somebody new in a selling environment, we've been trained to begin the conversation talking about what? Talking about ourselves and our product and our solution, right? And so what we do and do, what we try and do is we try and have the first few seconds of the conversation talking about our solution. Then we close our eyes and sort of hope it connects to the person that we're talking to. And what I'm suggesting here is by you offering a pitch or your solution first, before first engaging somebody in a core problem they might be having, you yourself are creating a conflict by that approach. So it becomes an us versus them conflict in the conversation. Because studies have shown that people connect to problems first before they collect the solutions. I mean, you watch the nightly news on TV, what do you see first, the first 50 minutes of the hour? You see problems, right? That's what sells. People connect to that. They're engaged in problems. And what do you see the last 5 minutes of the news? Cutesy stories, right? Mm-hmm. About all the positive things. So what I'm trying to say here is people connect to other people that understand and articulate their problems well. So when the other person feels understood by you, then they are willing to talk to you and not put their defenses up. So what I'm suggesting here with this number three is that we have all got to be able to come up with two or three core problems that we believe our solution solves for the prospect on the phone or the client on the phone. And you cannot use generic business terms like increased costs or decreased costs or increased revenue because that's too generic and not specific. You have to come up with a very specific problem. And so I'll give you an example to help us make it more real for everybody, okay? I offer unlock the game as a new approach, right, in selling. So if I call the vice president of sales, I wouldn't say, hi, my name is Ari. I offer the newest technique in selling and wanted to see if you'd be open to some new right? I wouldn't go into a pitch about my solution. What I'd first do is define a problem I believe you might be having. In this case, usually vice president of sales has problems with sales teams or the salespeople chasing prospects who have never had intention of buying at all. So my core problem that I would begin the call with is, are you grappling with issues around your sales team chasing prospects with no intention to buy? So I'll refine language for you in a minute, but again, I'll try to explain to you that you need to be able to convert your features and benefits into a core problem from the client perspective that they're having. Does this make sense so far, Ken?
Makes a lot of sense. And I'm wondering, too, is it usually a question that you're opening up the conversation with? Or is, because a lot of people, they pitch you, right?
Yep.
It's just a statement.
Yep. Yeah, what happens is we've been trained classically to try and put a prospect and force them into a yes or a no on the first call. Mm-hmm. And that yes or no creates pressure on people. And unlock the game essentially removes pressure from the selling process. So the way I'm going to language out the problem statement is going to engage them in a way that does not shut you down. So my languaging in this example, and I'll get into it in a minute with everybody else, would be more about engaging them in a conversation about the problem, not asking them to have it or not. Mm-hmm. So that's how I'll refine the wording, but that's what I'll get into in a few minutes, but that's where it's all going. So at first it's a bit shocking for people because they're so used to using their confidence based upon their knowledge of the product as a way to have a conversation. What I'm trying to say today is you have to shift from talking about your solution to be able to talk about the problems that your solution solves for people on the first call.
Right, and it just brings back old memories to me when I used to be a stockbroker. We'd pitch people, right? Hi, this is Ken Foster. The reason I'm calling is I have a new municipal bond that just came out. It's yielding 10% interest. And I'd like to know if you have an interest. Total turnoff to most people.
Right.
But that's the way we're pitched.
Yeah,
I'm interested now in getting into the dialogue with you. I'd like to see how we can re-dialogue this.
You got it. Yeah, well, I have one step right before that, but absolutely that's what's coming next.